That's it. They're racing.
The second Group 1 race on Tuesday is the King's Stand Stakes. It's a Group 1 flat race, which is open to thoroughbreds aged 3 years or older. It is run over a distance of 5 furlongs or 1,006 metres. The event was created as a result of bad weather at Royal Ascot in 1860. Heavy rain made it impossible to run the Royal Stand Plate over its usual distance of 2 miles, and so it was shortened to the only raceable part of the course, 5 furlongs. The amended race was titled the Queen's Stand Plate, and in time it became the most important sprint at the Royal Meeting. During its early years, the event was open to horses aged 2 or older. Its name was changed to the King's Stand Stakes in 1901, following the death of Queen Victoria and the accession of King Edward VII. The current system of race grading was introduced in 1971, and the King's Stand Stakes was given Group 1 status in 1973. It was downgraded to Group 2 level in 1988, so that another event, the Haydock Sprint Cup, could be promoted. The King's Stand Stakes has become part of a new international race series called the Global Sprint Challenge, and that started in 2005. It consequently featured a number of high-quality contenders from overseas, and it regained its Group 1 status in 2008. It's now the fourth leg of the series, and the fifth leg is also run at Ascot, and that is on Saturday. The first of these real international horses in recent years to win was the great Australian sprinter Schwazer, who won in 2003.
A furlong and a half left to go. Schwazier, though, on the stands rail, is two in front. Oasis Dream trying hard to pick him up. They're making no impression at the moment. Followed then by Dominica. Schwazier, Johnny Murder, three in front. The Aussie's going to do it. Schwazier coming home to win the King's Stand. What a famous victory. Schwazier wins it. Acclamation second.
Nine horses have won the race twice. The leading trainer is Vincent O'Brien with 5 wins, and the leading jockey is the great Lester Piggott, who won the race 7 times. Jack Joel is the winning most owner, and he had 4 victories. I wonder if we'll get another dual winner this year.